ready, son? You might answer, I'll be with you in
2 minutes or
just
in a little while or something like that.
Be with you in just
a second or different ways of answering. That's the way I'd do it.
Say, I'll be with you in just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be with you in what?
Either 15 minutes or 10 minutes or a second or
just a
minute or something, you know, some different ways of asking.
Now, your friend, say a friend of yours said he wasn't going to do something, and you were going to agree with him, you'd say, well, blank am I, or he's not going to do it. If you're not going to do it, then
I'll do it.
Or you wanted to agree with him, you'd say, he's not going to do it, and me what?
Well, it would be different ways of answering. That's all I can say. It all depends what it would be and all.
if he said he wasn't going to do a job, and you say, well, I'm not going to do it,
I'd say, well, he's too lazy to do it or something like that.
Or you thought it was too dangerous.
Yeah, different ways of,
I ain't going to do it. Me, fate.
I'd say, well, I'll go do it then if you're not going to do it.
You wanted to agree with a friend when he said, I'm not going to do that. Or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You say,
I'd say, well,
me,
I'm going to vote for him, or I'm going to vote for him, or you can do it where you want to, or.
Or if you're not going to do it, me neither, or neither am I, or neither.
Well, you both ways, neither am I, or me neither.
Yeah.
I use it sometime, and, you know.
Mr. Pichon, when you start to get sick, or you feel like you're getting a little fever, you might put your hand on your foot. What do you do? Feel your
temperature.
Where you feel? You feel up here on your.
Feel on your head if your head's hot.
Where? What part?
On your forehead.
Oh. Now you go to the barber and have him cut your
hair.
You know, them old time storekeepers, they would
keep their sideburn.
Well, where would he keep his pencil handy or a pen handy if he wasn't?
Behind his ear.
Well, if he was right handed, he'd keep it.
I guess he'd keep it on the right hand side where he can reach it. You know, that's something you don't see much no more. People do that. Take the pencil and put it behind their ear. Very seldom you'll see that.
Say, if he was right-handed, he'd keep it behind his...
Behind his ear.
Which ear?
He'd keep it behind, on the right hand if he's right-handed. If he was left-handed, the best place for him to catch it
would be behind his...
Behind his ear.
Left.
If he was left-handed, he'd